And Pollocks, de Koonings, Newmans, Nolans, Rothkos, Rauschenbergs, Judds, Johnses, Olitskys, Louises, Stills, Franz Kleins, Frankenthalers, Kellys, and Frank Stellas, now squinting, now popping the eye sockets open, now drawing back, now moving closer, waiting, waiting, forever waiting for it to come into focus, namely the visual reward for so much effort, which must be there, which everyone, tout le monde, knew to be there, waiting for something to radiate directly from the paintings on these invariably pure white walls, in this room, in this moment, into my own optic chiasma. All these years, in short, I had assumed that in art, if nowhere else, seeing is believing. Well, how very short-sighted. Now, at last, on April 28, 1974, I could see. I had gotten it backward all along. Not seeing is believing, you ninny, but believing is seeing. For modern art has become completely literary. The paintings and other works exist only to illustrate.